Asheville Community Theater opens Friday with a world premiere. The play is Snowbound, a new mountain play with mountain music, performed by members of Buncombe Turnpike and Sons of Ralph on the stage as part of the action. Tom Godlewski is the playwright and musician, a member of Buncombe Turnpike. He's with us in the studios this afternoon, along with Mark Jones, who is the director of Snowbound. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
us. Appreciate it.
Tom, we'll start with you. This is not your first play.
It's my fourth play.
My goodness. So, I don't know if you can answer this question or not, but how does a member of a bluegrass band end up being a playwright? Or is there maybe not a conflict?
I'm not sure. I've written some short stories and even started a book at one time. But writing plays is, to me, I love being able to bring the characters to life. And so it's just seemed like this is, you know, when I write, this is what I like to do is to write plays.
Yeah.
So this is how it's come about.
And in the show, Buncombe Turnpike and Sons of Ralph, or members of the bands, are part of the show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're part of the show, and we all have some lines, and it's fun. The band loves to every once in a while say a line or two, and now again, you know. So yeah, we got it's a combination of, because we knew we were going to do this months ago, and had a couple guys that couldn't commit from either band, so we kind of combined forces there. So that's how we ended up with the best. Maybe not the best of both bands, but certainly the best of Sons of Ralph.
I would say it's the best.
Thank you.
You know, and again, both of these bands are really busy, so that is quite a commitment when you're talking about
it. It is a big commitment, and that was one concern when I started, you know, booking Buncombe Turnpike.
Yeah,
one of the guys right off the bat said, "I just can't do it." So, Marty Lewis loves doing plays, and Don plays with Buncombe Turnpike a lot. In fact, Don has recorded a CD with us.
Okay.
So I was like, Don, let's just combine forces here. And so that's how that ended.
That's great.
Up like that.
So, Mark Jones, you're the director of this production. So what's it like to take something – well, you do this all the time. Take something from the printed page and put it on the stage. In other words, you're really creating something from the printed word.
Well, yes, I do it all the time, but this is the first time I've really done it where the playwright is right there. and it's been challenging. It's been fun. We went into it, you know, with the discussion that as we start to put it onto the stage, can we change things? Mm. Can we edit things? Can we add things? You know, can we delete things? And over the process, we have. I mean, it's a growing thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as I watch it over the next 3 weeks being performed, I will probably in my head go, oh, you know, we could probably do that and this and change things. Because reading it on a paper is one thing, but seeing it come to life is a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah.
And getting people, you know, you write dialogue down, but then when people start speaking it, sometimes it doesn't flow like a normal conversation, so you have to make edits there and change how it would say that and how you would say that. And you know, we sat around the table with the cast and Tom, and we would read through it, and then we would stop anytime something, either I heard something or he heard something that just didn't sound natural.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would say, okay, how would you say it, or how would you feel about, you know, like this, and we would make a change here, a word here, a word there, a sentence there, you know. And it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to see it. Last night's rehearsal was just amazing. I finally saw a show. I finally saw my show with lights and costumes and hair and, and the music. And it was like, okay, I really, you know, I see this now.
Yeah.
I see this now. So,
So I'll kind of set the scene for us, if you would. We know that Buncombe Turnpike and Sons of Ralph are part of the show, but, what is the show? Where is it set? Who are the characters?
First of all, we have 36 people in the cast.
Oh my gosh.
It's the biggest show I've ever worked on.
Wow.
13 of those are children.
Oh. You didn't make it easy for
them. No, I did not.
I'm sorry, Mark, but I'm really grateful.
It is Tom's fault. There were nine children in the show originally, and we added more. Which is great. I love all the kids, and they're a lot of fun to work with. We have a lot of new kids in the show, new people that have never done theater before, so that's always exciting to have that.
Yeah.
But the show itself, you know, is somewhat told in flashback. So there's a little bit of a modern edge to it, but the show is set in 1955 at a train depot in Marshall, North Carolina, and a group of travelers, strangers to each other, are going places for Christmas Eve. People are arriving, people are going, and Mother Nature has other plans.
Well, the name of the play is, after all, Snowbound.
Exactly. And so they, by the end of the night, strangers have become friends and family.
Oh, cool.
And then there's a band that's also traveling, so that's why we are lucky to have a band in the depot. Okay.
We're trapped.
We're trapped as well. Well, so when you get 36 people trapped in the depot, it's quite crowded.
It's great. All on stage. That's really wonderful. We're speaking with that was Mark Jones, who's the director, and Tom Godlewski, who is the playwright and musician behind Snowbound, a new play, opening Friday at Asheville Community Theater. Tom, let's listen to, you brought a couple of CDs. Let's listen to a little bit of one of these and let you set it up for us, if you would.
Right.
And I'm not sure which one did you like to play?
Let's go with Snowbound.
Right. Okay. And I hope I've got the right...
We'll switch gears if we don't.
Okay. We'll see which one we got here.
Wintertime in the land of the sky. That old cold wind comes whipping around. What a surprise to wake up in the morning. See, the snow has covered the ground. I turn to my lovely wife and say, we're not going anywhere today. The firewood's on the porch, the cupboard is full, for now all the roads are closed down. And we're snowbound, no one else around, just she and I in the warm firelight. Let the snow fall.
And that is the, I guess you could say this, the title track from Snowbound, the new play being produced by Asheville Community Theater. That's Buncombe Turnpike performing.
Yes, sir.
Tom Godlewski. I'm sorry, Tom. I have terrible trouble with your last name. Yeah, Godlewski. Bass player and singer, I assume.
Yes, sir.
In that, yes, sir. That is just a great sound. And as Mark said, you didn't get to hear him. You get to hear it every night in the play. This is your fourth play. You remember? I remember years ago talking about Fresh Preserves. I think it was your first. Is that right?
That was actually my second.
Second.
Play.
Okay.
And then I have three others after that.
Oh, you gonna write another one?
I'm working on one right now.
Oh my gosh!
Actually, I'm working on two, but that are two differently. They're differently related, so there I can work on both of them simultaneously. But one of them's taking a little bit more importance than the other, but yeah. I'm working on another one right now.
That's really great. So many bluegrass bands, I was thinking about this, and of course old-time bands, they play old music. And, the idea of writing a new song is a little bit different,
Well, I have to admit, I was born and raised here, but I do have to admit that I did hear mountain music growing up here in Asheville, and my mom took me to the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival many, many years. But I didn't start playing music till I was 29, which is
late
start. The Lewis brothers were born with an instrument in their hand, and David Hyatt and Seth Reinhart, they were all playing when they were really young. So I do love the traditional stuff, but you're not over the hill at 29, but I felt like I needed to start writing my own stuff. So Buncombe Turnpike, I am proud that we do a lot of, our original music, and Snowbound, the song being one of them.
That
song is loosely based on the blizzard of 93, by the way.
Okay. So well, that makes sense. Well, now, okay, so Snowbound, the play, opens on this Friday, right,
Mark?
Like I say, I always get to talk to you folks right before the plays open, and everybody's already in a big rush. So it starts on Friday and runs for three weekends.
Three weekends.
Right?
Until December 18th.
And that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sundays at 2:30.
Okay. All the performances at Asheville Community Theater, our neighbors in downtown Asheville on Market Street. And I imagine you can get tickets online. Is that the thing?
You sure can at ashevilletheater.org. Of course, that is the R-E spelling, not the E-R spelling.
Oh, okay. Asheville Theater.org.
The proper British spelling of theater. Yes, the tickets are $22 for adults and $19 for senior students, and under 17 is $12. But this weekend we have special prices. All adult, seniors, and student seats are $18 this weekend. Excellent. So we encourage people to come opening weekend.
You bet.
Well, get word of mouth out there.
Great fun as well. And how many times do you get to see a world premiere?
With live bluegrass music.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Very exhilarating.
It's great fun. Okay, this is at Asheville Community Theater. With us in the studio's director, Mark Jones, and the playwright and musician, Tom Godleski. We're going to go out with another tune that you brought with you.
This is this will be a Christmas tune called Christmas in the Mountains.
Very good.
I wanted to write a Christmas song, like I was telling you.
Yeah.
And then once Jenny Bunn, I have to say to Jenny Bunn, thank you so much to Jenny, because she helped me with this play a great deal. In fact, she's the one that gave me the idea to do it, a Christmas play. And so Jenny is homesick today, and I just, wanted to say hey to her and thank her again. I told her last night, I said, you're going to hear me saying thank you a lot. But this show inspired me to I always had a Christmas song, but now I have two Christmas songs. And the show inspired me to write these two songs. And I think the one we're going to hear is called Christmas in the Mountains.
Very good. Again, that's Tom Godleski. He's a member of Buncombe Turnpike and the playwright of Snowbound, being premiered Friday night at Asheville Community Theater. Mark Jones is the director. Thanks to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Real pleasure to have you.
Remember Christmas time back when I was just a lad. Didn't have a whole lot, but we were thankful for what we had. Special time of year, peace and joy was in the air. Christmas in the mountains, a feeling we all shared. Smell of mama's cooking, that turkey so big and fat. Mystery pies and sweet potatoes don't get no better than that. Folk come to visit, we'd stay up till 2 or 3. Christmas in the mountains, such happy memories. One time Junior took a shotgun, shot down some mistletoe, hung it in the doorway and let the neighbor girl know. He courted her and called on her for nearly 2 weeks, but he never even got as much as a little smooch on the cheek. Smell of mama's cooking, that turkey's so big and fat.
That's music from Tom Godleski, a member of Buncombe Turnpike and the playwright of Snowbound, which opens Friday at Asheville Community Theater, our neighbors in downtown Asheville. Many thanks to Tom and to Mark Jones, director of the production, for being with us this afternoon.